80s, Wall Street or the financial sector has been using everyone's securities on an industrial level as collateral, taking people's assets and posting it. When you buy a stock and bond, it's kept in pooled form since the 70s in the U.S. with Deposit Trust Corporation. Then the financial sector was using all your stocks and bonds and posting it as collateral on derivatives contracts. In the 80s, it's got really big scale from what I heard from people. And then the 90s, they legalized it in the UCC code. But then once they got it legalized, really in the 2000s, the derivatives markets started to just go up exponentially. So in 2001, it was $100 trillion. In 2007, it was $700 trillion. Now there's no knowing where it is. So basically, what the goldsmiths did with everyone's bank accounts and to create, you know, fractional reserve banking. Basically, the financial sector started to do with everyone's stocks and bonds, use everyone's securities as collateral and financial contracts that then created this huge bubble of financial contracts. So now the derivatives market is many quadrillions of dollars. The BIS said it's 2 quadrillion. I don't see how it would have gone from 700 trillion in 2007 just to 2 quadrillion now. So we have an unknown number and size of the derivatives market, which could very well pop or it has to kind of wind down. So there's some legal structures being put in place that the companies that engage in the derivatives contract, that take your collateral for the derivatives contract, if they're a too big to fail bank, they're a privileged class and have priority to the security in the event of a collapse ahead of the client whose underlying asset that really is. So since the 90s, they created this legal term called a securities entitlement. So when you buy a stock or a bond, you're not the real owner anymore. You're a contractual claimant on a stock or a bond. You're a securities entitlement holder. And the company that uses your stock or bond as collateral on a derivatives contract is a secured creditor to the stock or bond. So the significance of that is in a bankruptcy proceeding, the secured creditor comes ahead of a contractual claimant to the security. So they flip the relationship. You should be the owner and they should be a contractual claimant on it in the bankruptcy proceeding. But they changed that relationship.
That was by design.
Yeah, very methodical. Even the guy, James S. Rogers, who wrote this 1994 revision of the UCC code, published minutes and rationales for why he was doing it. And in that document, he's very clear that it was to protect the financial industry. It was to allow this fraud to propagate and that this was sort of like good for the financial markets. And you know, I mean, it's very well clear documented there. It's just a lot to get your head around, I think. I spent 3 months with David just talking about this shit. And it's just like, you know, I mean, I'm doing a PhD in economics, and but it took me months to kind of get, now I'm able to explain it quickly like that. But